On Monday's front page, a look at a real-time history of the Afghan war from the vantage point of troops actually doing the fighting. Classified military reports document the troubles they've faced. Companies wasted no time laying off employees in the recession. Now, to keep profit margins high, they're going slow on rehiring. And why no one is talking about Chelsea Clinton's wedding in the town where it's taking place. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story looks at a 6-year archive of classified military documents about the war in Afghanistan. The picture they paint is darker than the official one. They hint at why the Taliban are stronger than at any time since 2001, even though the U.S. has spent almost $300 billion fighting them. The military has deployed more drone aircraft, and they haven't performed as well as the military officially says. Also, it turns out the Taliban have used portable heat-seeking missiles against Allied aircraft. That hasn't been publicly disclosed before. The documents make clear the CIA has expanded paramilitary operations. Secret U.S. commando units have a list of about 70 top insurgent leaders to track down. Pakistan is also a question mark. It's supposed to be a U.S. ally in the fighting. But the documents say operatives from Pakistan's spy service organize networks of militants that fight American soldiers. In Afghanistan on Sunday, the manhunt for two missing American sailors widened. A Taliban spokesman said one of the Americans had been killed in an ambush. The other had been captured. Elsewhere on Monday's front page, BP is laying out its future, and it won't include embattled Chief Executive Tony Hayward. On Monday, BP is expected to name his replacement. The job's expected to go to Robert Dudley. He's the American executive who's in charge of BP's operations in the Gulf. Inside the company, Dudley will have to boost morale. He'll also have to tame a culture that put a premium on high risks and profits. Times reporter Nelson Schwartz looks at companies that are doing fine but are focused on cost-cutting. The benefits are mostly going to shareholders instead of to the broader economy. The reason? Management is conserving cash rather than putting laid-off workers back on the payroll. The motorcycle maker Harley-Davidson plans to cut at least 1,400 jobs by the end of next year, on top of the 2,000 it cut last year. Last week, Harley reported second-quarter profits of $71 million. In Rhinebeck, New York, their lips are sealed. That's where Chelsea Clinton is getting married on Saturday, but no one there can talk about it. Everyone who agreed to supply anything for the wedding had to sign a confidentiality agreement. Still, the word is the wine will come from the appropriately named Clinton Vineyards in the nearby town of Clinton Corners. New York has expanded the city's loft laws. They're now protecting formerly illegal tenants in neighborhoods beyond Manhattan. The change means hundreds of old factory buildings and warehouses can become legal as places to live. Inside Monday's Times, unlikely ways that towns and cities are trying to brighten their financial picture. Beatrice, Nebraska is giving away land the town owns. One obvious benefit is increased tax revenue. Other cities say a less obvious benefit is saving on lawn mowing. In Dayton, Ohio, officials are offering thousands of vacant or abandoned properties for as little as $500 apiece. The U.S. and South Korea began their largest joint war games exercise in years. The drills mobilized 20 ships, including a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. North Korea threatened to retaliate. It reportedly put its military on full alert. Here's what a North Korean spokesman had to say about drills involving the U.S.
You cannot compare with any other country which are involving in military exercises.
Some Indonesians worried their language is fading out. Private schools are on the rise where the main language is English. Some Indonesians take pride in speaking Indonesian badly. That has to do with social standing. These days, Indonesian has second-class status. In this country, torrential rain pounded the Midwest. Floodwaters gouged a 30-foot-wide hole in a dam in Iowa. It was the first time the dam had failed in 83 years. Officials estimate 8,000 people were affected. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America welcomed 7 openly gay pastors into its fold. Until recently, they'd been barred from the church's ministry. They took part in a ceremony in San Francisco. The denomination voted last year to allow gay ministers in committed relationships to serve the church. The Evangelical Lutherans are now the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. to permit gay ministers to serve in the ranks of the clergy. Some people don't stop pulling all-nighters just because they get out of college. Monday's Business Day section says there's a kind of study hall that begins at 10 p.m. once a week. The night owls who show up say the wee hours of the morning are still the most productive. Some of the regulars need just a few more hours to deal with emails from their day jobs. Some are there to work on pet projects and side ventures. The gathering place is an office building in Manhattan's Chinatown. Monday's Business Day also says Elizabeth Warren has set off a partisan debate in Washington. Her supporters want President Obama to nominate her to head the new Federal Consumer Protection Bureau. They say the agency was her idea. But they're also looking for a sign that the White House is committed to imposing significant new restrictions on the financial industry. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us. Thank you.